This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been doing a topical study of the fear of the Lord, as found in the book of Proverbs. After collecting all that is said in the 19 references to this topic in the book, we correlated the information into an outline. Now we're amplifying the outline. Let's look at the second point in the outline, how to cultivate a healthy fear of the Lord. There is so much on this subject in Proverbs, but chapter 2:1-6 captures most of what is said in the book. It's clear that the place to start is to accept God's word as the source of what we need to know. Having accepted it, we need to study it. Notice how verses 1 and 2 puts it. Store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. The study of God's word might not give you full understanding at a given time of study, but if you store up what you learned today and add it to what you learned yesterday and the day before, gradually you will find truth coming together in your mind. It's like listening for the truth and then internalizing what you hear and learn in your heart. It's experiential knowledge that is required. If your efforts seem fruitless for a period of time, then follow the instructions in verse 3. Call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding. Actually, I would suggest you do that before you start studying, and during your study, and then after you study. Praying before you study sensitizes you for the learning experience. Praying during study keeps you alert. And praying after you've studied often helps to see things more fully. More on this in our next visit. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.